Well, of course, Catherine, we welcome any increase in funding for the corner, but I would say that it's in the overall scheme of things, 81 million sounds like a lot, but when you spread it across the country and you realise how far behind you are on investment, it probably won't go that far. But absolutely, Donegal, we're experiencing difficulties here that simply are not being experienced in other places in the country, particularly the lack of transport. The lack of overtime is affecting everywhere, but certainly now it's up to senior management and local representatives to ensure that Donegal gets at least its fair share, if not even more, of this extra funding, because we are behind the curve and there are serious deficits and serious problems in the provision of policing service in Donegal, and that needs to be addressed. It can only be addressed through proper investment in personnel, in training, in equipment and in fleet.
Now, you mentioned fleet there. As part of the announcement, 700 Gardaí are to be recruited in the year ahead. Important that some of them come here, but of course they also need the equipment to be able to do the job.
Yes, I mean, look, time and time again, we see that on Gardaí Corner, look, we have to live within budget and there is a finite resources. But whenever the money isn't spent, to ensure those resources can be deployed, it's kind of nonsensical. Thankfully, we have started to see us gain a bit of ground in recent years. We're getting more recruits and we're starting to address the fall in numbers that we experienced during austerity. But now we have a situation where those personnel cannot be deployed effectively. And again, just another example that was brought to my attention during the week, our radio workshops, which is, of course, as everyone knows, as well as your frontline guards, we have to have our background team that keeps us going. We're talking about investment in technology and communication equipment, yet now we have a situation where one of our radio technicians has no access to transport and can't actually go out there and provide technical backup to our members. So that's just an example of the sort of thing that goes on, the sort of shortfalls that can be addressed very simply. Hiring a vehicle, bringing in a commercial vehicle would not be expensive. But again, we don't seem to be able to allocate spending in the proper to give the maximum effect to the taxpayer. The taxpayer is investing huge sums of money in a Gardaí Corner, and it's up to our leadership and our management to ensure that that is used most effectively for the benefit of the people of Donegal. I mean, I represent the guards, and we're talking from a guards perspective, but the better the service we can provide, that's the better for society, the better for the community we serve. That's what my members are interested in doing.
Donald Trump's visit earlier this year cost millions of euro to the Garda budget. I suppose from your point of view, all it takes is for another similar visit, not necessarily by Donald Trump, but somebody like that, for the budget to take another hit.
Yes, well, that's the thing, and we just don't know. And again, it comes down to some of the ways the funding is allocated. And as you say, we don't know what bumps are on the road ahead. So certainly, you know, we hear these figures being announced, but as what actually materialises on the ground in Donegal is what matters. And I suppose the overtime budgets for the year ahead has not been increased. And we saw that for the first eight months of this year, there was actually, we were 32 million overspent. So that, to me, doesn't say the guards are living beyond our means. It suggests to me that the budget that was provided was inadequate. So you could say the budget to keep communities safe was underfunded by 32 million, not that the Gardaí overspent, and that it was underestimated how much it was cost to provide day-to-day police service and the exception events you referred to.